Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I mean, when I yell morning and Amy doesn't answer, it's weird. And there's only two people. So I would say this. Raymond's here. Raymond's our audio producer. Raymond, yell morning whenever we do it. And then Morgan number two is in here too. She does the digital part of the show, like graphics and stuff. You yell morning too.
Okay? All right.
Just because it's...
We need that high part.
Well, it's not that. It's just, it feels like there's nobody in here.
You're right.
And there's still five of us in the
yes.
room. All right, so more studio.
Morning.
Better.
There we go.
Better.
All right.
Dance party later. I've been buying a lot of clothes off Facebook.
Oh, like from the ads that pop up?
Yeah, and so for the past couple of months, I'll see something, and that, when they see me buy something, they recommend something else similar. So I've been buying these clothes off Facebook.
Wow.
They come to the house, and they're terrible.
Oh, it's not what they seem.
They're all from China. And I'll get this package from Shanghai. Like, what did they order? And then I open it, and the quality is kind of crappy.
Are they inexpensive? Like, is it like reasonably priced?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they look really cool in the ad.
Yeah.
And then I get them. Like, I got this camo hoodie that it looks so cool in the ad.
You
like,
hate camo.
I want that. Yeah. I like camo.
I know you do. I can tell.
It's a relaxed print for me. When I wear camo, I'm just hanging.
And you can blend in the woods, too, while you're at it.
Yeah, sure. I do gold right now. I buy this hoodie. It's from some warehouse in China, but then you open it up and look at the tag, it looks totally American.
Really?
Which is how we're getting tricked at the stores, too.
Yes.
We go, we don't know these things are being in...
Bah. We don't know who made them, where they come from. We
no
know nothing.
Idea. So I got to stop buying stuff on Facebook. Do
you
guys buy stuff
you.
Online? Do you?
No, nothing. I don't buy anything. I mean, I do like Amazon.
But you don't get recommended something on Instagram or Facebook and buy it?
Nope.
Never.
Never.
Raymond, do you?
My chick buys all my clothes.
All your clothes, period?
I haven't shopped in 4 years.
So she buys everything you wear, any new clothes she buys.
Yeah, if she's on any of her websites, Pinterest, Instagram, she sees something that she thinks I'd look good in, she gets it for me.
Does she use your money or is she her money?
It's usually around like a birthday or a Christmas, so I don't get new clothes very regularly, but when I do, she gets them for me.
Hmm. How's that relationship coming?
Great.
Yeah? You've been together for how long?
4 years coming up on.
Dating for 4 years. And you're how old?
I'm 32 and she's 31.
I mean,
it's about time. I mean, no pressure, Ray, but
if I could have done it any way I wanted to, I would have said, yeah, I want to date the girl that I'm going to marry for a solid amount of time. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
I would never just want to. Oh, we got married in a year. I mean, you don't even know the person. We're still learning about each other. 4 years in.
Do you have to fully know the person? Like, do you feel like you have to finish the whole book before you buy it?
I'm not saying I gotta buy it, but I'm just saying I really want to know the person and then get married.
Are you saying why buy the cow when you get the milk for free?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, okay, I'm just trying to know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying.
I've met tons of people that say, oh, we dated for years before we got married. That's what I'm doing. Dating for years.
Yeah, but you're at four, though. You're 4 years right now.
You're at four.
Yeah.
It's like a high school relationship. You were.
You're not in high school. You're 30.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This guy named Carl from South Carolina was chased by police as he sped to Charleston Hospital with his wife. She was going into labor. But before they could reach the hospital, they were stopped by the police. And with the help of two police officers, she gave birth to the baby on the interstate at 1 a.m. Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. All those stories, every time, so weird.
And thankfully, the officers knew how to deliver a baby.
Yes.
Because they did. But imagine if you're him. You're this guy named Carl. Right? And your wife's giving birth, and you're torn. Do I pull over because it's
Yeah.
Or do I keep flying to the hospital? And so he ended up pulling over. He had to pull over. But 1 a.m., they give birth to the baby. Shout out to the cops there. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in weather news. That storm has caused travel chaos across the Northeast. Snow, and it's also getting really cold in the negatives over the next couple days. Over 5,000 flights have been canceled from the storm. Many schools are closed today. In other news, officials say don't eat romaine lettuce. Over 60 people have gotten sick. Washing the lettuce does help, but it doesn't get rid of 100% of the bacteria. And finally, Jeopardy! The host, Alex Trebek, he revealed he recently underwent brain surgery. Taping of the show is going to be suspended, unfortunately. They said there will be new episodes later this month, hopefully.
Something I've been meaning to bring up is why, Eddie, are you texting Lunchbox's mom still?
Oh, like what do you, I think I text her for Christmas, but I texted a lot of people for Christmas. Why? Why are you asking that?
Well, because you said on the air you thought Lunchbox's mom was hot, right, Lunch?
No. Yes, you said Lunchbox's mom is hot.
No.
And then you randomly text her and always ask how she's doing, and then on Christmas, she gets a text from Eddie that says, hey, Merry Christmas, hope the Box family has a good one.
I thought that was a nice gesture. Like, Lunch, I texted you
no,
too.
No, you didn't.
Well, the whole group. I texted the whole show.
You know it's sensitive with him when you go after his mom.
Yes, I do know that. And I don't, I mean, I didn't do it to get you upset or riled up, but I mean,
why else would you reach out to my mom?
I thought
why else? To get me riled up.
No, it's not. I thought it was a nice gesture. It's Christmas time and I sent a lot of texts out.
You didn't text me.
I did text, yes I did. I did text you.
You didn't text Lunchbox.
Bones, I texted all of you guys.
You gotta stop like calling Lunchbox's mom. You gotta stop talking about her on the air.
He doesn't like when I talk about her.
He doesn't. The thing about Lunchbox's parents too, they look just like him.
Yeah.
I mean, him and his mom look identical.
I never said that she was hot.
So you think Lunchbox is hot?
No, what I said was, you said, hey, you know who's hot? And I said, Lunchbox's mom. It was like a joke, and now it's a thing.
Why is that a joke? Okay. Now my mom's not hot?
No, I didn't say
then
that.
Then why do you text her all the time?
I don't text her all the time. I've texted her probably a total of 5 times.
5 times too many. Like, 5 times too many.
You're
like,
really upset about it.
It's so awkward when my mom goes, oh, I just got a text from Eddie on Christmas.
She likes it, too. I think she, like... No, she, like, puts little smiley faces, you know? Like, yeah.
You guys are so weird,
it's no
man.
Big deal, Lunch. It's all good.
I'm going to get your mom's number.
No.
Yes.
No.
Give your mom's number.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, come on.
No chance.
Okay, then you can't text his mom anymore. If you ever text her again, you have to also give him your mom's number.
Why?
If one mom's available to the other, the other mom's got to be available
to the other mom on the table.
Morgan number two shaking her head. Morgan number two, how do you feel about this?
This is so awkward. Like, listening to you guys talk about each other's moms like you're in high school thinking each other's moms are hot.
I think it's weird that Lunchbox is, like, inferior of me because I'm texting his mom. It's not like I'm hitting on his mom. I'm just saying, hi, Merry Christmas. Hope you're doing all right.
Well, all I want to do to your mom, so just give me your number.
Don't say it like that. That's so messed up. Okay. Don't say it like that.
You guys, stop it.
Yeah! Bobby Bones.
My time for your positivity, stepping in today to bring a Tell Me Something Good, because Amy's not here, is Eddie.
Eddie,
yeah. Man, everybody's been lending a hand.
Yeah, I have a good story, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, time for the positivity.
Tell me something good.
All right, Eddie, we'll go to you first since you have a good story. Go
ahead. All right. So it's been freezing temperatures around the country lately, and this girl saw a tweet from her city saying that the homeless shelters are completely full and they can't take any more people. So she took the initiative, responded to the tweet, and said, I want to buy a hotel room for a couple of homeless people. And then someone else chipped in, so they got a total of 20 rooms for homeless people.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
How old was the girl?
This late, I didn't say how old she was.
I thought it was like a 6-year-old.
No. It's a woman.
That's still cool. I just thought it was a kid.
No, it's a woman that did it. And then some stranger came out of nowhere, replied to that tweet, said, I'll do 10 more too. Let's do it.
That's cool. The cold weather, it's so cold. It's affecting so many people that don't normally have to deal with it.
Yes.
That's good. I have one here. So a bargain shopper at Goodwill's buying some clothes. They find a memory card in the clothes. They stick the memory card in the computer and realize that it's a bunch of family photos. So they went and found the person who had the family photos and
amazing.
Got them back to them. Yeah, and they were like, oh, we lost this a long time ago. So Melissa Cortez had lost a card when she lost her phone and was very happy to get her family pictures back.
That's cool.
Yeah. Lunchbox, what do you have?
There was this guy at a Walmart in Hawaii. He's in a wheelchair sitting outside waiting for his ride when someone comes up and grabs his iPhone, runs away. He goes, hey, he stole my iPhone. Random stranger runs. Grabs the thief, gets the iPhone back.
Wow.
They said the person that saved him, young man, glasses, but they don't want to be identified.
I don't know that I'm running after somebody with the stolen iPhone.
No, I'm out.
I mean, it was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
Bobby was in Hawaii, glasses.
Oh.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go over to Lunchbox now.
Is it fake news? A Washington sports youth program is now playing soccer without soccer balls. They want to encourage everyone to use their imagination and decide where they would want the ball to go because they don't want to have ill effects from winning and losing the game. You decide the outcome in your mind.
It's interesting because they've already started this with not keeping score.
Oh, wow. It's true.
But the reason you play a sport aside from the competition, is the hand-eye coordination.
Yes. Aspect.
And that's not happening here. You're just running and imagining.
What about teamwork?
But again, you can imagine everybody has their own ball.
Would you like to hear a quote?
Sure.
By removing the ball, it's absolutely impossible to say this team won, this team lost, or this child is better at soccer than this child.
Huh. So someone's speaking out against it.
Interesting.
Is it fake news?
It sounds wacky, but you know it's real.
I think that it's fake because they always say a liar continues on and offers about extra. And when he offered the quote, I did nothing.
Would you like another quote?
No.
We want our children to grow up learning that sport is not about competition. Rather, it's about using your imagination.
But I just can't imagine playing soccer with no soccer ball. Otherwise, you're just running.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
But you're saying it's real.
I say it's real news because like people do this weird stuff.
I'm going to say it's fake news just because of his trying to sell it a little more. Lunchbox, is it real or fake?
That's fake news.
Nah, you got me again.
This was fake news.
Don't play the cards. Play the person holding them.
But where does he get the quotes from?
He makes them up. That's when he goes over the top.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, you sell that so well.
Too well.
Yes.
Again, when you're playing poker, don't play the cards. Play the person holding them.
Yeah, good call.
I read him over there.
Oh, I shouldn't have done the quote.
Well, Eli.
But it was a good quote.
I watch your tells. There's ponds that are kind of frozen outside.
Yeah.
And what Eddie is wondering, and Eddie's our video producer, is if he can let his kid go out and skate on the pond that's frozen here in town. And so Raymond is from Michigan.
Yeah.
What would you advise Eddie about letting his kid go walk on the pond outside? Which kid?
Both of them.
The 9-year-old and the 4-year-old.
Both of them want to skate on the ponds.
Raymond?
I told him no. It takes forever for these things to freeze.
Like, there's a pond by my house, and it's white. Like, it's completely white. And I looked at it, I'm like, man, it looks like it's frozen solid.
Probably 2 inches.
Oh, that's true.
So at what point, you're the Michigan guy, you're a northerner, at what point is it safe to let the kids walk on it?
2-3 more weeks of this cold weather.
Oh, wow.
So it takes 5-6 weeks of this cold
weather. That's a long time.
Here's what you can do, though, if you really want to do it.
What? Tell me.
You go out on it first.
No.
Why would you send them?
No, I wouldn't send them. I wanted to make sure it was good.
But you would put them on it if it's good. Who's going to go check it?
What do you mean? Like a lunchbox, maybe, I was thinking? You could send him and see.
Why would I go out there and say, I have no interest in going out on a pond that I know is not frozen? It just has a little bit of looking like ice. It may be half an inch thick. Get out of here.
See, right now we're struggling because there's nothing for the kids to do outside. So frozen pond would be awesome.
I watched a video of this guy in cowboy boots and the pool was frozen over.
Okay.
And he started walking on it. He's like, check this out. And it starts to crack and he starts to run off of it like in the movies.
He's like slipping like a cartoon.
And it starts cracking behind him and he doesn't make it. And boom! He falls in the pool. Hilarious.
That's so lunch. That could be you, dude. You can go viral.
That's true, you go viral.
I would love to go viral, but then I would die. Because no one would be able to pull me out of the pond.
I'll help you.
Will you walk out with them?
With Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Ooh, I have to think about it. Probably. Yeah, I'll do it. I'm not too far out, right? Like, we just go, like, maybe...
Yeah, just go see.
5 feet? Okay.
Yeah, just go see and let us know how it goes.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Crestview, Florida. A 31-year-old woman was at the gun range doing a little practice. Pop! She goes, I've had enough. Goes to put her gun back in her holster. Boom! Shoots herself in the leg.
Oh, man.
Love it. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Oh, and Bobby Bones Show.
I was at the dentist yesterday, and they have the TV above the chair, and it's on mute. And so the show on HGTV is on, which I never watch at home. But it's on, and I don't change it. It's called Flip or Flop. Never seen it, but I'm watching it on mute. This guy, kind of dorky looking, but he has a beautiful wife, and they both like flip for flop houses. And the whole time, I'm just thinking, this guy must be funny or something. Because she's way too hot for him. Do you watch the show?
Yeah, they're divorced now.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they're divorced.
Yes.
But they still do the show together because, of course, it's a cash cow. But yeah, they're done.
What?
Yeah, that was big news.
Wow. I was watching it. Maybe they're divorced in this season because it was on mute. But I'm watching this show and I'm like, man, she's way hotter than he is. He must be a funny dude.
Yeah.
So what's their story?
I think that he started dating the nanny or the babysitter.
What?
You expected the other way, right? You expected the hot girl to be doing something.
Do you like them on the show? Are they nice? What's their thing?
Nice. I think he was just kind of, I feel like he was kind of rich, mm-hmm. but I don't know, but they were fun. I mean,
there's something about him more than just that. Because when you watch him on mute, is she good at houses?
Yeah.
Is he good at houses?
Yeah. Huh. And I think she's a good-looking chick, so they put her on TV, and the best episode I ever seen of theirs, they were doing a house, and his car got stolen from out in front of the house. Someone came and stole his car live on TV.
Wait, they were live?
Well, you know, they're filming, and they jumped in, peeled out in his car, and he starts running down the street after his car. Hilarious. But yeah, they are divorced now.
That's crazy.
There she is with her new boyfriend.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And they still do the show together?
Yeah, because they have to, because they got to make money.
You don't have to. You can always do a spinoff. But yeah, I bet that's weird. Is she, because she was wearing a shirt on the show that said, save water, drink champagne. And I thought, oh, is she like super glamorous? And he's like the rough, I don't know.
I don't even think he's rough. I think they're both pretty glamorous.
Yeah, kind of dorky. I was just thinking there's something about him. It just gives me hope. Because listen,
oh, yeah.
I'm not the best looking guy. You know, I'm a solid 6.3.
But there's something to you. You're a smart guy.
There's something to me.
Something to you.
What it is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, I can't. My mind's blown. They're divorced. They were building houses, and they buy it, I guess, for a certain amount.
Yeah, they buy rundown homes, like foreclosures, and they buy them on short sales, and then they turn them into these beautiful houses, and then they sell them.
Yeah, sounds easy. I was watching it. I thought, maybe I can do this. Eddie took down all his Christmas lights at his house.
I did.
He wants a pat on the back for that.
Well, that's the earliest I've ever done it. Like, I usually wait till mid-February to do that stuff, and I was like, let's just get it done. I actually thought for a second, man, let's leave it on all year. Like, let's just keep them off, leave them on all year, and then flip them back on when it's December again. But then I got voted out. The family was like, nah, let's not do that.
What'd your two boys say about the Christmas lights?
No, I mean, they're cool with it. They're just like, all right, it's time to take them down. And especially Junior, man, he's helping me around, like, the house now. He's at that age where he's like doing work with me.
But he's 9. Does he hate doing work with you?
No, he likes it. Of course, or else he would just be sitting in his room reading a book. So he likes that I make him do stuff.
This weekend, Eddie's kids are going to go meet Amy's kids. It's like a crossover special on TGIF where the two shows meet each other.
Yeah.
And so your kids haven't met Amy's kids. Wait,
no.
I don't know that you guys ever met Amy's kids.
I've never met Amy's
you
kids
You and Lunchbox
at all.
Have never met the kids.
No, never met them.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, Amy and I, we've been texting back and forth about, like, you know, like, how's it going and whatever. And she's like, hey, come over Sunday. Sunday's a perfect time. Let's do it. And let's get everyone to meet. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
I can't believe you guys.
I know.
I guess a bit. I went to Haiti and hung out at the orphanage. So that was where I met them the first time. And then, I mean, I probably met them. I don't even meet them anymore. I just go see them again.
Yeah, you know them.
But your kids, that's cool.
Yeah, what, how do you think it's going to be? You think it's going to be a little weird?
For your kids, because those other kids don't speak English.
They don't speak English.
But nope. it'll be good.
I can't wait.
Especially your 4-year-old. Life's just life to your 4-year-old. Yeah. Everything's normal because there's nothing normal.
Right.
So that'll be interesting. I can't wait for Monday.
I'll let you know all about it. It's going to be fun.
Also on Monday, Maren Morris will be in. So that'll be cool too. Let's do a Never Gonna Get It. It's a pretty much impossible question. The average couple spends almost 22 minutes doing this every day. A lot of couples in the studio. Lots of halves of couples. The average couple spends 22 minutes doing this every day. The average couple spends almost 22 minutes doing this every day. Let's go over to Eddie. Eddie, how long have you been married?
12 years.
Whew.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time.
The average couple. Are you the average couple?
Yeah.
Okay.
12 years.
What do you think the answer is?
Arguing about something.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's the average couple after 12 years?
22 minutes after 12 years, you're discussing something, having some kind of argument. Hit it.
No, never going to get it. Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. Deciding what to watch on TV.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
Go ahead, ding it.
What?
Not yet. Yeah.
Andrew in Minnesota.
All right. I think it's talking on the telephone.
To each other?
Yep.
No, that's not it. I appreciate that, though. Appreciate you. Yo! Hey, Andrew, how cold is it there in Minnesota?
Right now, it's been about negative 20 with the wind chill. this morning, probably about maybe right around zero.
Do you have to start your car way early in the morning, or you just leave it on when you get home and just let it run all night?
No, I go out. I get up about an hour and 15 minutes before I got to get to work, and I probably let it run for about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Wow, it's just a different life.
Yeah.
I mean, your blood's thicker because everyone's acclimated to their climate.
Yeah, so he's used to that.
Sort of.
A cold car, though.
What'd you say?
I hate getting into a cold car.
Yeah.
That's why.
I hate getting into cold air. I hate getting into cold weather. Like, I'm good.
I hate taking a cold shower.
Yeah. I don't like ice. Yeah. Hey, Andrew, I'll let you go. Where are you at in Minnesota? Where are you calling us from?
Rochester.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling. You didn't get the answer, but I do appreciate you, and I hope you get a safe ride to work today, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
All right, bud. See ya. There it is. You! The answer is 22 minutes deciding what to eat.
Oh!
Yeah. Deciding what to eat there. There are a couple new songs that are out today that I thought I would highlight here. Number one is the song from Brothers Osborne, which we had, we played, but it's out if you want to stream it or download it. It's called Shoot Me Straight. Kind of jam.
Yeah.
Don't give me that look to let me down easy smile. Don't act like I couldn't see you coming for 100 miles. Don't try to find the perfect words, can't take the pain out of the hurt. Hit me hard, baby, I can take it. It's your move, go on and make it. Make it burn the whole way down. Lay my 6 foot 4 inches out on the ground. Yeah, tomorrow I'll have me a heart hangover and one hell of a heartache. Pour it all by a shot of whiskey. Shoot me straight.
Hey, new Brothers Osborne right there called Shoot Me Straight. That's the jam, huh?
Yeah. Move, go on, make it burn the whole way down.
So there's that. And then Justin Timberlake put out that song, Filthy. Did you guys listen to it yet?
I heard it.
I'm not it yet. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, me either.
I heard it, and I didn't know what was happening. I was like, where's the chorus?
It's just there, right?
It's cool sounding, like the music is.
Hey. Yeah.
And it'll come to me eventually, because I hear it 37 times and be like, oh, I got it. But first time I heard it, I was like, huh. What's good? I mean, it's a lot of this.
A lot of it.
It's a lot of it. And here's the hook. I listened to it this morning and I thought, huh, okay.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
I'll hear it a lot and then I'll get it. But I didn't get it. I'm not the guy that can hear a song once, though. I need to be repetized.
Yeah.
I need to hear it a lot before I'm, ooh. And sometimes I'll get music and solicit it over and over and over as soon as it comes out. And I have it. But I don't have that, whatever it is, to hear it one time and go, boo, that's amazing.
Did you hear that Snoop Dogg line in there? They ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
No, I don't listen to it that hard.
Yeah, well, I was trying to figure out what it's about, and I got nothing.
Filthy? Oh, I don't know. But people are asking if the whole record's country. I guess that tells you it's not.
It's not.
I didn't expect it to be anyway. I expected it to be kind of bluesy, some of this stuff. Anyway, there's the Timberlake stuff there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Bobby in for Amy. First up, Little Big Town is set to perform on the 60th Annual Grammy Awards that take place later this month. They were announced. They'll be up for two awards, Best Country Album and Best Country Duo or Group Performance for Better Man. Other performers include Lady Gaga, Pink, Childish Gambino. The Grammy Awards, hosted by James Corden, air January 28th. Philip of Little Big Town, the blonde hair guy?
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
He's walking on a pond. So I texted him. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, boy.
You can't walk on a pond.
No, they're not ready. I found out.
They're not ready.
No, they're not.
Don't do that. I kept waiting. And he said he probably shouldn't have done that.
And post it on the internet.
He said, I just walked out a little bit. You're an adult man.
We have cowboy boots on too.
We don't want to lose 25% of Little Big Town.
You have kids,
yes,
man.
Justin Timberlake dropped the song Filthy last night. If you haven't heard this. Album comes out February 2nd. And Brothers Osborne put out Shoot Me Straight.
It's your move, go on, make it burn.
That's your 30-second skinny. Thank you. This guy's fighting this big old snake in his commode. He put it up on YouTube. His name's Tedrick. He says, here's how you deal with a toilet snake. Because he has a Life on the Ranch series. And it shows him pulling out this big snake from his toilet. And as he starts to pull it out, it gets longer and longer and longer. Ugh. It's a 5-foot snake.
Ugh.
So we were cleaning up the big house on the ranch. And this happened. And it's him pulling out this big old snake.
Oh.
And so I said, hey, listeners of the show, any animal ever come in your house and you had to battle them? Stephanie in Ohio is on. Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Bobby.
What happened with you?
I was walking to the loo, and as I'm walking in, I'm kind of starting to drop trowel a little bit, turn around, sit down, and all of a sudden I feel something banging against my backside, and I thought it was the snake you were just talking about. Scared the daylights out of me, jumped up with pants around ankles, and a bird flew out of the toilet.
What?
Not there when I sat down, and it didn't come from me.
That's funny.
Oh, it wasn't funny.
I bet your heart was just going boom, 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 boom.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Wow. Good call. Appreciate you.
You appreciate you, Bobby. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Can you imagine?
You're
that?
So vulnerable, too, when you're like using the restroom.
Yeah.
Bird just flies out of there.
Brenda, Virginia.
Oh, my Jesus, I'm talking to Bobby.
What up?
okay. Okay. I had a big freaking stinking black snake in my house.
Oh, where?
Literally, like, it was behind the wash machine. I thought it was a black hose, but I'd never noticed before. And it wasn't. It was a snake, and it was big and ugly, and it stunk a lot.
I can totally see where you would think that was a hose, especially in the land of lots of hoses
for
running.
Sure.
Did you reach down and try to grab it or anything?
No. I was like, oh, crap. What is this? How am I going to get it out of the house? So I opened every door in the whole house and prayed. Nicely, no one would get hurt.
And did it leave finally?
It did, but you know the feeling when you're like, did it leave or did it not? Did it leave? Is it gone? Is it really gone? I don't know if it's gone. Yeah, I went through that for about a week, but yeah, it left nicely and no one got injured in this whole debacle, but I can't believe I'm talking to you, but
well, that's a good story. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
All right, thank you. Have a good morning, Brenda. Okay, bye. Hey, Sandy.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what animal you had to battle in your house.
I had to battle a 50-pound possum.
They make 50-pound possums?
They make, as
they
in God.
They make 50-pound possums.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you live in the country.
50
yeah,
pounds.
He was huge. He was in our Florida room, and I had left a door open for one of our cats to come in at night. Dead of winter, and all of a sudden I just heard banging in there. And I peeked through the door, and sure enough, this little red beady eye face was looking back at me, and this long tail. It was so gross, I screamed. Woke up the kids, and used a broom, pushed it back outside, and he was hissing at me. And
yeah, they're creepy and dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this teeth and that. Wait, listen, thank you for the call. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys, too.
See you. I had a possum come in. I opened my back door to let my dog go in and out. This is probably 7 years ago. My dog came back in and hit me in the leg, which is not abnormal because my dog comes up and stands beside me. And I looked down, it wasn't my dog, it was a possum.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I freaked out because it hit me, it touched me. And I thought it was my dog.
Yeah.
And so then I just collect myself. I grew up in Arkansas and we had animals everywhere, even bad animals. You don't like possums, you don't want armadillos.
Right.
So I just got a broom and I had to like shove it out and it's.
Yeah.
It planted all fours and was ready to go into battle.
They hiss. That's exactly what they do.
They hiss hard. And it's not because they're just scared.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like how everyone grabs a broom. That's the universal weapon for if you're going to battle a possum.
Like, I have a baseball bat and a gun in my house.
No, but the broom.
But I'd probably go to the broom if a person came in.
Right.
Hold on, sir. I know I have my 12-gauge.
Let me go to the laundry room.
I have my 12-gauge here. I have a baseball bat. I need to get that sweeper, and I'll catch back up with you downstairs.
I'm going
to
hit you really hard with it.
Take whatever you want for now, but I'm going to meet you downstairs.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones. Come on, Bobby.
Okay, Lunchbox, you're still up, buddy.
The morning corny.
Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill?
Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill?
He wanted to get to the bottom.
That was the morning corny.
It's always about toilets or butts.
I feel like he bought a toilet book or something and he's reading all the jokes from it.
The best toilet jokes of 2017.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
I go to the dentist yesterday just for a cleaning. And I go in and I had cracked one of my fake teeth because I have 4 fake teeth up front. I never had braces as a kid. And so when I got older, I had them fixed. And they were, hey, why don't we just put veneers on the front 4 teeth? I said, great. Put them in. Apparently, I cracked one of them.
Uh-oh.
And so going through the process. And we're talking about things that can affect your teeth. And my dentist says, hey, what kind of water do you drink? So, well, I'll drink some from the faucet at home, but I drink bottled water too. I drink smart water if I'm drinking bottled water. Okay, well, look at this guide here. And Smart Water was actually okay, but also we'll drink Dasani sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as bad as Coke for your teeth.
Really? What's in it?
Dasani is the acidic.
Wow.
And they had a chart of waters from bad to good.
Well, doesn't Coke make Dasani?
Yeah.
Wow.
And on the chart, Dasani was the worst one.
No way.
Because of all the acid in the water. So I thought that was crazy. I just thought water was water.
Mind blown. Yeah,
yeah, me too. My mind was blown too. So I have to go back to the dentist and take the tooth off.
Is that painful or like what?
Well, can you see this right here?
No.
Right here.
Oh, okay. A little bit. Yeah.
So it's just cracked and part of my tooth's gone. And I've always had teeth problems because I never went to the dentist until my 20s. So it's just another day.
It's just a thing.
It's like going to get my oil changed when I go to the dentist. They always come in, hey, your air freshener's, your filter's
your air
broken.
Filter.
You need a new muffler.
Change your wipers out.
I go to the dentist and they're like, oh, you got another tooth missing.
Sorry, man.
It turns out you don't have all your teeth. We need to put in a whole bottom. So that's expected.
It's a thing.
And I drive 45 minutes to my dentist because I really like the customer service and I'm a baby when I go to the dentist. They treat me so good. So I'll drive extra far for customer service.
Yeah, your dentist's office looks nice.
It is nice.
Yeah, I've seen your periscopes or whatever when you're in that lobby. It's real nice out there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's far, but it's nice. So I did that yesterday, got home. I watched The Four, that show where Diddy's a host. And did anybody watch that?
Yeah.
Did you? What? I thought it was pretty intense. The singing part was pretty similar, but I thought Puffy was really good.
I thought Puffy was real good.
As a judge, he doesn't need to do these shows. Because he makes $100 million a year. I'm wondering what he's getting on the back end.
Mm. Like a part owner or something?
I don't know. Like, I don't know that. Because just money probably isn't going to make him do it. But I was watching, and they have all kinds. They have rappers on there. It's a different kind of show as far as... But again, these singing shows, they're so hard to differentiate. But I thought Puffy was really good. This is Puffy last night. The highlight reel, if I'm talking to the crowd or the contestants.
Attention, America, no karaoke singers. This is not that show. This is a battle show. This is not like the other shows. We just may have different tastes as far as hip hop.
So he's like yelling at the other judges.
There's a lot of old people sitting in offices in the music industry not understanding what it is.
But Puffy's like 50 himself.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay.
Yeah, she does. Do you want to eat?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh!
So then he gets them battling each other.
You want to eat?
It was interesting. You know, it's hard. These shows, I don't watch a lot of these singing shows. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I was curious because, you know, you being part of it as far as like the audition process, like you almost made
not
it.
Not a contestant. Not a contestant.
No. And as far as the host, right?
I was going to host it and then Fergie was the person that ended up getting it.
So when you go in for these, you know, tryouts, auditions or whatever.
I did no audition. They just pulled me in.
So what do you do? Like, what's that process?
I watched the pilot. It was an Israeli pilot.
Oh.
They brought it to America and they're like, do you want to do this show? We'd like to have you host it. And it's kind of weird because I'd been behind the scenes for 9 weeks.
When you're doing that and now you see the product and it's out, like what were you thinking?
It was actually a little better than I thought it was going to
really?
Be.
Really?
Yeah. I like it when they fight each other, they battle each other.
Yeah.
But I don't watch The Voice really. So they do battles in that too.
Are you critical of Fergie now? Like she's
no,
the host, so you look at
not
her like,
at all.
Ooh, I would have done that different.
Different reasons. I understand why she's doing it. She's famous.
Yeah.
She's not really a host, but she's famous. With me, they wanted someone to be funny and actually talk back to the judges. But Fergie, of course Fergie went. She's Fergie.
Yeah, she's Fergie.
She's from the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Like, I understood.
Yeah.
When they were like, hey, we're going with Fergie. It's okay.
You're like, I get it.
I get it. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. It's only a six-week show. But I thought Puffy was really good on the show. And the people, like, trash talk each other.
Who are you coming for?
That part's a little scripted. Yeah, it's a little set up. But all those shows are.
The contestants, are they good?
Yeah, they actually are good. Didn't you think so, Lunchbox?
I thought they were real good, and I like how they can steal their seat, and once you get your seat stolen, you're off the show. Sorry, sucker.
Yeah.
See you later.
They were better than some of the other shows that I'll see, the contestants.
That's cool. I need to check it out.
So, and you get to call out whoever you want up there, like, I watch you, punk, and then you got to come down and win your seat back.
Yeah, the rapping was a little bad at times.
Really?
But it's called a four, if you want to watch it. I think it comes back next week or tonight, do you know?
I think it's next week.
Lunchbox fancies himself as the fixer around here. If there's a problem, he'll fix it. So, Eddie, what was the problem?
We ordered an air hockey table. My mother-in-law bought it for my kids for Christmas. When it came in, the delivery guy had thrown it on my front porch and broke it. So when the kids opened it for Christmas, it was broken.
So Lunchbox called and tried to get them to...
He said that he guaranteed that he would have them deliver a new one and take the old one.
Okay, here's Lunchbox calling to get the new air hockey table.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Kelly. How may I assist you today?
Kelly, yes, I got an issue here. So Santa Claus wasn't so gentle with the air hockey table, and he threw it on my rose bushes. So not only are my rose bushes dead and crushed, but the air hockey table is broken.
Is that true?
It's true.
Crush your roses?
Yes.
Who are you calling? The air hockey people or the delivery people?
The World Wide Web. The website they ordered it from.
You're calling the World Wide Web? Okay.
That's
Can
WWE.
You provide me the order number?
Yeah, it's 61. I know it's a long way to travel from the North Pole just to replace an air hockey table, but I know my kids will appreciate it.
Yes,
sir. Is Santa there right now? Could I tell Santa thank you for making this a priority?
Oh, Santa. Yes, yes, yes. One moment here.
What does Santa do now that Christmas is over? Does Santa just hang around with you guys, or does he like go on?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like I asked you if you can get my hockey table back. What is this?
I was pulling the heartstrings, making it like Santa brought it, and she'd be more friendly, like, oh, I'm not angry. I just want Santa to replace it, and it's working. Vacation.
Oh, he's on vacation right now, but actually I can send regards to Santa.
Have you ever met Santa?
Oh, my goodness. How does this end?
We got the hockey tail. Like, they're going to pick it up on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to send someone to pick it up and bring a new one over. He got it done. Like, I don't know how he did it with his Santa talk, but he got it done.
I can't even get through the call.
I know. And he's like, what is he sleep there?
I think they were just, like, stop talking about Santa and we'll send you a table.
Yeah. What is this?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries, sir. I'll go ahead and process a replacement for this one. So
it sounds like you just got a call and said, hey, they broke it, and they'll send it back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was easier. But the whole point was that I was going to have to take it back to the place personally, but it's like a 250-pound box.
Why didn't you not put it together for your kids before they woke up in the morning? Isn't that what parents do?
No, I mean, I just wrapped the box, and then I was going to do it Christmas.
That's kind of the lazy way to do it. I thought parents got together, open the box, set up the stuff. The kid runs down, Castle Grayskull set up. Or
really? Dude, I've never done that.
Put together.
Yeah, never done that. Oh, I'll leave it in the box, and then they look at the picture. They're like, yes, let's open and put it together.
Something that big?
Yeah.
Huh.
It looked cool, because under the tree, I mean, there was a huge box.
They had this thing on the internet. I posted it this morning. Smells Like Teen Spirit, the Nirvana song. Everybody's familiar with that song, right?
Yep.
Even if it's like old school. Like Morgan, number two, you're in your 20s. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Just want to make sure. So here's the song, the real song. So they did it and they changed the key of the song, which, for example, this is how I do it because I play guitar a little bit. Anything in a major key is happy.
Yes.
Anything in a minor key is sad. It's sounding. So that's in a minor key. It's a dark song. They changed that song. They just... It's like Smash Mouth.
It's different.
Yeah, I put it on Instagram if you want to see that. Alex Trebek's recovering from surgery. He's having brain surgery.
Yeah.
Anything with the brain freaks me out. And he's like, no big deal. See you guys soon. It's Alex Trebek out. And you're like, wow.
You say he's going to have to cancel a few shows. I'm like, well, yeah. Like,
yeah, they're halting production.
Some of you may have heard by now that during the holiday break, I had a slight medical problem.
It still sounds like he's hosting Jeopardy.
Yeah. Even when he's just talking.
Subdural hematoma. Blood clot.
That's correct. Subdural hematoma.
Yes.
Next up.
Daily Double.
Clots on the brain caused by a fall I endured about 2 months ago.
Wow.
Surgery was performed. After 2 days in the hospital, I came home to start recovery. The prognosis is excellent, and I expect to be back in the studio taping more Jeopardy programs very, very soon. And I want to thank all of you for your concern.
Good for him. Man, thank you and good night.
We'll see you next week.
That's what he sounds
another,
like.
Another episode of Jeopardy.
Dun, dun, dun.
How about that? That brain surgery, man.
Woo.
This reporter becomes brutally honest about winning the Mega Millions jackpot.
So what you could do is buy a lighter, burn the rest of the $10, and then at least you still have a lighter. And then you get the entertainment of something burning, which is a lot of fun, kind of like the entertainment of the... Okay, I'm kidding, but you know the odds. You have better odds of in the same day, okay, getting struck by lightning, hitting a hole-in-one, and getting bit by a shark than winning this.
I was reading a thing where more people have accidents going to get a lottery ticket than actually win the lottery.
Oh, great.
Like, your odds are better at getting in a car wreck than actually winning the lottery. Far greater. I talked to Amy for a long time yesterday. Called her and She was in the middle of going to the grocery store with the kids and just living life. And just sound like her life was crazy.
Bet it is.
And she wouldn't get off the phone, but she would like talk to the kids at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be annoying for you.
No.
It's annoying for me when I talk to my wife and the kids are talking. So I...
It wasn't annoying. It's just her life now.
Yeah.
And she's getting them ready to take like math and English. And so I talked to her for probably an hour yesterday, intermittently.
Yeah.
We never got off the phone, but then she would go, hey, come here. And she would tell them what to do.
When you're talking.
Yeah. But she was in a good place.
You remember when she would complain about, you know, kids pushing their own carts and hitting her in the back of the heel at the grocery store?
I don't.
Like, I just wonder if that's what she's going to go through now. Now understand, like, because she'd be so mad. Like, can't believe the parents would let the kids push their own grocery cart and hit someone in the heel.
I don't remember Amy being like that.
Yeah, she said that. It's like, now she probably knows what that's like.
Well, she's talking about how she gave the kids each an earbud, and she'd kind of leash them with the earbud. And they'd each have an earbud, and so they couldn't go too far away at the grocery store. Yeah, she's learning a little trick.
Yeah.
So she won't be back next week. You know, we talked, and I don't know that she's going to be back next week. I don't know if she's going to be back this month or next month, or I really don't know if she's ever coming back. I think she will come back, but we don't have any time frame of her coming back. And people are asking. We don't. And so we kind of talked yesterday, and she will not be back next week for sure. I doubt she'll be back the week after that.
Are you asking her like straightforward, or are you just kind of letting her be at her pace? And
no, I'm just saying, hey, just when you know, let me know.
Yeah.
I'm not asking her anything about, hey, let me know when you come back. But it's, hey, when you know you're not, let me know, because we have to figure out what we're doing here, because we still don't really have a clue what we're doing. It's kind of weird for us.
Just winging it.
Well, maybe you are.
Yeah, I am for sure.
Our phone screener, Hillary's in here. She said they were talking in the phone screener room yesterday. You were talking about Quip.
Yeah, the toothbrush company.
Okay, so what do they do?
They sell toothbrushes. Isn't that what they do?
I think I heard about this company, Quip. And so you're talking about it, and you haven't used Quip yet.
I've never heard of it. Me and Mike D and Morgan, number one, she was asking us if we've heard of it, and I've never heard of it before.
So what happens?
So I go home. I only had my phone here. I go home and get on my computer to look up stories for the show, and a Quip advertisement pops up on my computer.
Oh, no.
And I didn't even have my computer here. I only had my cell phone.
Wow, so it went and jumped the cloud.
Yeah.
First of all, you didn't look it up on your cell phone.
No.
It just heard it.
No.
And it threw it to your computer.
Yeah, we looked it up on Morgan number one's computer.
And that's so crazy.
It's so creepy to me.
I know we make jokes about our phones listening, and
I just don't think they're jokes anymore.
They're because we don't know it for sure. It is happening, though.
Yes.
You've never looked up Quip on your phone.
I have never even heard of it before. I've never looked it up. I don't know who's listening, but they're wasting their time listening to me because I'm the most boring person. So they might want to move on to somebody else.
I don't think they've designated people to listen to our phones.
I don't know how it works.
I would bet because I have the new iPhone. And what's crazy is when I put my credit card number in now, I don't have to type my credit card number in.
Oh, boy.
It just goes, put your credit card in front of the camera. Boom! And it just takes it.
Don't do that.
That's scary.
Don't do that. It's taking a picture of your credit card. That's crazy, Bones. Don't do that.
I'm already typing the number, and there's no difference. If I'm going to buy something, I have to put the information in my phone.
In my mind, an image of your credit card is way different than typing it in.
Not me, because it's still the numbers. All it does is load the numbers up immediately. But I have it's facial recognition, too, to unlock the phone.
They got you. They got you.
They have all of us. You don't think they're using it on cameras in the city?
Yeah.
And they have everyone unlocked?
Yes.
What's happening is you're saying certain words, and it's recognizing them. It's some system we don't even know is happening. Mm. And these companies are paying people, hey, if anyone talked about toothbrushes, or put the ad up.
I don't like it. And then the other day you talked about the cameras and people are like hacking your cameras and then holding you, keeping you hostage.
On the dark web.
Forget that.
Mike D, who is one of the writers, segment producers of the show, he read a story about the dark web. And you go and you, I don't even know how you get to the dark web. That's not like a good neighborhood.
It is the dark web.
It's a place where you go and like make illegal transactions. And I compared it to on Stranger Things, the other side.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Where it's the same world, but everything's like dark.
Yes, the other dimension.
Yeah. So people, that's where they do all their illegal.
Wow.
So these hackers will take your camera and they'll record you and then they'll say, hey, for $150, we'll give you this footage back. Otherwise, we're going to release it.
Like, yeah.
So that's what people are doing. Our life is Black Mirror. We just don't know it yet. If you watch Black Mirror on Netflix.
That show scares me.
Mm. Hillary, did you order Quip?
No, but I want one. They look cool.
So tell me about it.
It's just a toothbrush, but they look pretty cool. I don't know what they do. We didn't really, we literally talked about it for not even a minute.
I'm probably going to get Quip ads now on my phone because we talked about this. I need to investigate this Quip and see what it's about. This guy was getting hammered online. He made a post and he said, how to handle my girlfriend when she found out I have a secret second apartment. Because they moved in together about 18 months ago. And he said the first 6 months were fine. And then he felt suffocated. She works from home. And he's like, hey, I can't go home. It's everywhere. So in order to get more time for himself, he got a second apartment. And he would stay at it for 2 days a week and pretend he had travel for work. And it worked out great until one of her friends saw him entering an apartment when he was supposed to be out of town. Now his girlfriend thinks he's cheating on her. Doesn't know what to do. And he's like, I have a second apartment.
Yeah.
As a married guy for 12 years, Eddie.
Yeah, I've never had a second apartment. I don't even think it's a problem that he got a second apartment. I think it's a problem that he lied about it.
You like, don't think it's a problem that he got a second apartment?
Well, no, because if he talked to his girlfriend or whatever and said, or his wife and said, listen, I'm getting really suffocated. I think we need some space. She'd be like, fine. You want to get an apartment?
I don't think anyone says, fine, go buy another apartment.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
I feel like if my wife and I were having huge problems and I was like, I just need to get out. Like, I need to get out.
She'd say,
give me a month.
Stay with Bobby or go stay with a friend because you're spending money on an apartment. That's money.
Yeah, you're right. It's a second rent. Yeah. I just think that he lied about it, and now she thinks he's cheating.
For sure the lie is a big deal. But also, if you're going to go rent another apartment, you probably shouldn't live together anyway.
Okay. But what do you think about that? Like, what do you think about, like, living in, like, dating, living in? Like,
I've never lived with someone, a girlfriend, but I'm not against it. I just have never been to the place. What do you mean?
Why did you choose not to live with your girlfriend?
Because I was never there.
Hmm.
That's some serious stuff. Moving in means you're probably going to get married.
Correct.
Some people, they don't want to live together until they get married. And then I respect that. But for me, I think I would live with them before I get married. I think I would.
Well, just to get a taste, too, of what they're like. Like, what
the everyday.
Exactly.
And also to save money, because if it's a serious relationship, that's where it comes to me. What's the best logical thing for us to do? Because if you're going to get married, why are you going to pay rent if you're renting an apartment or more? It doesn't make sense financially.
Yeah, my wife and I, when we were dating before we got married, we had two separate apartments right next to each other.
I don't even think
I told my parents. Like, it was just to settle our parents' thoughts. Like, both of our parents, like, we don't live together.
She probably stayed over at yours the whole time.
Every night.
Yeah.
But if we got tired of each other, like this guy, I had my own apartment.
What about just giving your wife her own room? Like, you guys going to your own rooms.
Like now?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's just trouble.
But you're okay with
an apartment? That's like sleeping on the couch.
You're okay with a separate apartment for your wife, but if you need a different room.
If you're having problems, communicate. Don't lie and get yourself a second apartment, because that's double trouble.
You shouldn't lie.
Mm-mm. That's worse.
Well, good luck to this guy.
Yeah, he's
kind of in trouble. They shouldn't live together anyway. If you can't communicate at this stage and you have to go buy a second apartment, this relationship's doomed anyway.
Yep.
But no, I've never had a girlfriend live with me.
Do you think you'll ever get to that point?
I don't, dude. I've given up. I'm not even thinking.
On like a relationship?
Done.
Oh boy.
I think the good Lord's put enough wonderful women in my life that I've ruined the relationship. That's how I feel.
Dude, now you're putting it all on you.
No, it's all on me.
Like, okay, well then.
The man upstairs sent me some great relationships. My last relationship was awesome. The one before that was great. I had 4 A+.
Yeah.
And still,
I agree with you.
I'm 37 years old,
mm-hmm.
Never been married, no kids. I'm very dedicated to my work, but I think probably because I can't open up that little personal bubble of vulnerability.
And how's your therapy going? Do you discuss this with your therapist?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to talk about.
Is there progress?
Yeah. A little bit.
Oh, man.
It's not something you can just change in a day, you know?
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan, number two, does our website, does our social media. She also has a boyfriend. How long you guys been together, Morgan?
5 months now.
And so for a while, we were asking her, why isn't he putting you on his social media? And that was a thing. And I think you feel pretty good about that aspect of it, because he just doesn't get on social media anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he's like on it, but he's not active. He doesn't use it the way that I use it.
Okay. We'll move past that.
But okay.
She presented an interesting scenario, because you guys like to play games together, right?
Yes, yeah, super competitive. We play board games all the time.
How old are you guys?
We're both 24.
Okay. Play board games. But listen to this. Here's where the wrinkle comes in.
So we play all the time and it's all fun and games, but he likes to try and like cheat at board games all the time. And I get really frustrated. I'm like, why do you keep doing that? Like, let's just play the game. I want to see who actually wins. And he'll like do it and he'll jokingly and he'll keep doing it. And I'm like, one time I was just fed up and I was like, I'm done. I'm like, stop cheating. I was like, you're making me feel like you're going to do this in life. Are you really this good of a liar?
Wow.
So is he trying to honestly get by with cheating? If you didn't catch him cheating, would he just cheat and win?
No, he kind of gives me like a smirk. And so I can kind of tell something's going on. And then I find like little Monopoly money just kind of sitting on the ground. And I'm like, where'd that come from? And he laughs.
Wow, he's
and it's kind of a joke.
So what she's asking is, if you're a cheater at games, are you a cheater in life? Is there a constant thread that exists? And I think it's a pretty brilliant early thought.
Mm-hmm. Good observation, for sure.
Now, do you go A to Z a little too quick? Maybe.
Yeah.
Is your sample size big enough? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I think it's something to keep an eye on. Because if you're looking for ways to manipulate the system, you're a system manipulator.
Hmm.
Period.
In games, business, life, anything.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, some things have priority in being honest. And hopefully his relationship is.
Yes.
But I would definitely keep one eye open.
You said this before about social media, and now I'm getting a little scared about this side of it.
These things are starting to be a little too much.
Hey, a couple. I mean, we were like a little, you know, we were on guard with that social media thing because we were like, well, I mean, Morgan posts, no problem. Pictures of him.
How is the relationship going?
It's going really great.
Did you go back and meet his family at Christmas?
Yep, I met his whole family.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, everything's going really good.
Sleep in the same room?
No, we didn't. Ooh.
Well, they're 25.
Well, yes, I wouldn't do that. Not my parents. Like, if I wasn't married, nope. Good night. I'll be on the couch. You can have the bedroom.
Did you guys sleep in different bedrooms? Or
different bedrooms. His parents are really proper, and so I was very kind of on edge. Like, oh, I need to make sure I do everything right.
Where's he from?
Wisconsin.
And you're from Wichita?
Yeah.
Are your parents not like his parents?
No, I'm the fourth of three other girls, so my parents don't care about anything. They're really laid back.
You're the youngest?
Yeah.
And your dad had four girls?
Yes.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, my God.
You
know,
doomed.
He's just, please, blue. He's cutting that cake every time for that baby reveal.
Yes.
Blue. Pink. Yay, I'm so happy.
Oh, this is great.
No offense to you. I'm sure he loves you. And Morgan, number two, looks exactly like everybody in her family. She posts a picture.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of her.
Yeah, even her mom.
It's like they cloned a bunch of the exact. I mean, I understand that that's how genetics work, but he had a bunch of his wife.
Yeah.
He has five of his wives.
Yeah, five walking around the house.
Yeah. How does that work? You good? Good?
Yeah, everything's good. My dad's awesome. But he just doesn't
four
care.
Four girls.
So what does Morgan think about the cheating?
What do you think about the cheating?
I think I took my crazy side a little too far and kind of went at him really fast, but
just peek at it a bit.
Yes.
It's something to keep in mind. And not only this, there have been other things like the social media. That's mm-hmm. a thing. It's not a real thing. It's not a breaker, but it's something that you when you have that scale and you're putting little weights on there to see which sides, that's a little weight to put on there.
Sure.
Just a little weight. Well, thank you for sharing your life with us, Morgan number two. 5 months in. Priority.
Hey, let us know, Morgan number two.
Pay no attention to that bra under the bed. No. That's from the last people that lived here. Don't worry about that. She comes in. Guys, I have a scenario.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about.
He had singles, like 20 singles. Late night for me. I had to go to the vet. My dog. I have a 24-hour vet. And so my dog's sick. He was sick last night. He was throwing up. And I'm worried about him because he has cancer. And he's been fine since the chemo. So he gets real sick last night. I'm like, great. So I will go to the vet. I put an Insta story. Taking the dog to the vet. And so my Twitter, everything starts to blow up. I go and he's fine. He has some kind of gastrointestinal problem. But because of the chemo, his system's way weak.
Mm.
So he gets sick easier. But he's going to be good today. They put some liquid in him. I just wanted to bring that up because a lot of people were asking me what was going on. That's what happened. It was a late night. But this whole week's been not a lot of sleep. Only because we were on vacation for 80 weeks, it felt like. Way too long.
Yeah, that sleep schedule gets off.
I never want to take vacation that long.
But we enjoyed it, just to let you know.
I know you guys loved it. I couldn't stand it. About 4 days before we came back on the air, I was just itching. I was like, what if I just go up and do some stuff on myself?
I was like, watch the socials, make sure he's not going to the studio without us.
It was tough for me. But so my schedule's off. I feel like today I'm finally kind of back to myself a bit, but not having Amy here is weird. And so we're all just taking on little extra jobs, and people are commenting on, you know, different parts of the show. Like Eddie has been talking more.
Yeah, what
Amy's
are they saying
here? Well, they're tagging you. It's always weird when somebody bashes somebody and they have to tag them so they can see it.
It's like, you know, we're seeing it.
Yeah. Some guy was like, I hate Eddie on the show. Mm. Hey, I don't like it when you put at producer Eddie on the show.
Yeah.
Like, just tell him you don't like him.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
But then someone else was, I love Eddie. So it's very back and forth.
Okay. Because this is tough. It's been tough because, like, I had no idea that Amy wasn't going to come back. And so I just came in Monday just like, all right, let me do my EML video. And then, like, Amy's not here. She's not coming. Oh, wow. Okay.
And Morgan number two has been on more, and Hillary, our phone screener.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of, everybody's kind of getting into a different spot. But that's just what we're going to do until we figure out what's up with Amy. So, yeah, we're figuring it out as we go. I thought that our first show back was pretty terrible. I thought yesterday was okay. And today's game, we had a couple off things today, but I thought today was okay.
That's good.
Definitely better.
Progression.
Yeah, we're just kind of getting in our groove. Amy and then back from a break.
Yeah.
But Amy was posting on her Insta story. This is her last night.
I'm still proud of myself for taking two children to Trader Joe's and surviving, especially children that want to know what everything is in the store. But what I did is I put on their favorite thing on YouTube, Annie music.
And then she gave him each an earbud. And then they stayed together because they had to stay within the restraints of the earbud, and they stayed with her. So there's that.
You're holding the phone. They each get one earbud. The only problem is their ears are small and these kind of fall out, but maybe you tape it.
And they were doing yoga at her house, and she was asking her daughter if she likes her cooking.
Okay, so do you like it?
Yes, I'm lucky.
Yeah. Okay, we just got to figure out how to make them hard, because they're crispy on the outside, chewy on the inside, and they need to be like a banana chip.
I talked to Amy for an hour yesterday, and I don't know when she's coming back. She will not be back next week for sure. I doubt she comes back anytime soon, but I don't know if she's coming back. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's cool that you're not pressuring her. You're really just kind of letting her figure this out.
She should take time off, but I don't even want her to think there's any sort of timetable on her.
Right.
I don't even think she feels like she has to come back. I told her that.
Oh,
there's
boy.
No pressure. You have to handle this. This is your main objective in
life. Yeah, it's the priority now.
So I hope she comes back. I think there's an 80% chance she's back. But I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Man.
People think that Hillary sounds like Siri, a female version of Siri.
That's funny.
Hey, Hillary, the phone screener, come in here for a second. So,
what are things that Siri says? How can I help you?
I don't even know what Siri says. I don't know. Because I always
so
ask Siri questions. Are you reading any comments about your on-air role?
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
Yeah, are they mostly good or?
Mostly good.
Yeah, yeah. Any bad ones?
I don't think so.
So all good. So you mean all good?
All good. Somebody tried to make me feel stupid though, because I asked about my water pipes freezing. It kind of made me feel stupid, but it's okay.
Everybody wants to make everybody feel stupid.
Mm-hmm. At one time or another, you're gonna get that.
If you have an opinion, people are going to disagree with it.
And it's just like, guys, she's from Florida. Like, she doesn't know about frozen pipes.
She has a button in her SUV. It just says snow. She's like, I don't know what that means. We were walking out of the building yesterday. I said, hey, you probably turn your snow button on.
Yeah.
It's below 30.
It's really cold out there.
It's cold, yeah. If it's cold, you need to be riding in snow. So, are you good with the cold weather?
No, I don't like cold weather at all. But I'm handling it well.
And you've been in Nashville for how long?
Since August. So, however many months that is.
Hillary just moved here. Didn't know anybody. And just wanted to get into radio.
You know, she moved here with a part-time job. Not even a full-time job.
What were you doing?
Here?
When you first moved here, what were you doing?
Like,
what job did you take?
I was doing board hopping for the sports, so baseball games, like sitting there through baseball games here in Nashville.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
So you just sit through baseball games and play commercials?
Yes.
Mm.
Which, like, that was what, kind of giving people an idea of radio, that was the first job I ever did in college. Like, that's a very basic, like, starting out job in radio.
And so, did you have any jobs outside of radio when you were here?
No.
So you just worked?
I didn't.
You worked part-time here?
Yeah. And I've never told you this, but one thing that really motivated me to move here, I was listening to your Bobbycast, and you made a comment. You were interviewing, I think, Lunchbox and Eddie, and you were saying how everyone on the show has had to take steps back in order to move forward. And so that was one of the decisions that helped me a lot, because it's like, that was one of the first things I did, but you have to take steps back in order to get forward.
Yeah, especially if you want to go a new direction. Sometimes you don't just start a new direction in the same spot you're in your old direction. Sometimes you got to walk backward in your new direction so you can get ahead in that direction. I have to do that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a hard thing to do because you're making less money. Maybe your job's less important. But Hillary went from part-time there to part-time promotions. Now she's part of the show. Now she's Siri, the voice of Siri on our show.
That's so weird.
How's waking up early in the morning for you? Is it good?
It's not bad. It's okay. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Really? What time do you wake up?
3:30-ish.
That's early. I wake up at 3.
That's so early.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, when do you wake up?
4:10.
Man, you get a whole hour and 10 minutes.
Man, I'm solid, dude. And then I just jump in the shower real quick. Some days don't jump in the shower, and I'm here in time. Grab a banana on the way out the door. Let the dogs go to the bathroom. It takes me about 12 minutes to get ready. It's pretty impressive.
4:10.
I mean, you've been doing this for how long? 14 years? And that's what you do?
Yeah.
He's got it down.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a lot of pre-show responsibility.
I don't have a lot of responsibilities, period. I don't really do much. I got to just sit over here and look at Facebook. I mean, really.
Chats with friends.
Yeah.
Well, we're all adjusting without Amy. For me, it's adjusting. Next week's shows will be good.
Yes.
Next week's shows have been okay.
They're going to be great.
They've been mediocre. You know,
yeah, sorry about that.
We apologize for that. But next week's shows, they're going to be on the money. I got a good feeling about that.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Amy's not here, so I'll read you my pile. Drinking beer helps you find happy faces in a room faster.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No.
So according to this, drinking beer affects the way you see people's emotions. It allows you to see happy faces faster and move away from the boring and the mundane because it makes you feel people like you. You're looking, you're happier because you're drinking and drunk.
That makes sense. When you got a good buzz going on, you're at the bar, you go. If someone's boring, you're like, okay, next person.
Regardless of alcohol or not, the same thing with being miserable. You always want to be around somebody who's miserable when you're miserable.
Yeah, if company, misery loves company. Is that a thing?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like when I'm sad.
You want sad music and find sad people.
Yeah, I just want to be around. I don't want somebody ruining my low. You know how you kill a buzz? I want somebody killing my low.
Exactly. There we go.
Also in the news, the world's most expensive vodka was stolen from a Danish bar.
How much was that?
$1.3 million.
Get out.
Which is crazy, because if you had a $1.3 million diamond, you would have somebody standing with it. You'd have somebody guarding.
Security.
So they're investigating the theft of a bottle of vodka claimed to be the world's most expensive at $1.3 million. The bottle, made from gold and silver with a diamond-encrusted cap, was on loan to the bar. They don't own it.
So it's the bottle that's worth a lot, not even the vodka.
Lunchbox, what do you know about this?
Someone came in the middle of the night. They don't know if they broke in or they had a key, but came in the middle of the night and took it and left.
I'm just surprised they'd leave $1 million anything out to be taken.
That bottle of vodka was in an episode of House of Cards. That's how popular it is.
It's an inside job. It has to be.
For sure.
On loan? Oh, man.
The Cleveland Browns' perfect season parade is happening this weekend. They lost all 16 of their games. So in Cleveland, fans are going to drive around the stadium in the reverse order, look like a zero, and have a parade around the stadium.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Health officials are warning about cell phones and radiation. For the first time ever, government health officials have issued warnings and guidelines about the dangers of cell phone radiation.
About time.
Well, I don't know what they knew.
Forever.
I just don't see how it's possible to have something that has radiation coming from it up to your head for all this time and there not to be some sort of negative effect.
Exactly.
I haven't been a doctor long.
Yeah, just for never.
But I just don't know how that happens. So the California Department of Public Health went as far as to release a guide on how to reduce your exposure to cell phone radiation. When you're sleeping, keep your phone at least an arm's length away. You're also not supposed to carry your phone in your pocket because it kills your spermies.
We're all done. But I bunked that system. I've been carrying a phone in my pocket forever. I have two kids. Get out of here.
May have had seven, though.
Oh. Okay, maybe.
I worry about my spermies.
Don't worry about your spermies.
I'm 37, dude. What am I going to do? I know guys can have babies longer than women can, but what if they're all dead? I decide I want to have a kid.
Good for you. You always have your phone out. You're always looking at it. So it's probably more time in your hand than it is in your pocket.
What if it's kill my fingers?
But then your spermies are okay.
I know. I just wonder if I should save some spermies. Like, I do think about that.
Like, freeze them?
Yeah.
Is that what you do, freeze spermies?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You take them and you save them.
Wow.
Put them in the fridge.
Can't believe you're thinking about this.
Well, I just wonder if I ever want to have kids. And
yeah.
Who knows if it might even work?
Get them tested, man.
I know. It just feels awkward. Sure. If for no reason I go do it, just for curiosity.
Yes. You're like, I have no plans or anything, but will you check to see if these work?
Sir, what's your reason here? Curiosity.
Yeah.
I just want to see what the results are.
They'd all be whispering each other like, oh, this guy's weird.
He just wants to see the pictures. So there you go. That's Amy's pile of stories.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
New York, NBC4. Weather reporter Tracy Strahan was doing a live report in the snow, and she needed her coffee.
Now, we do see somebody in front of our favorite coffee store that I won't be named. Are you going to open today or what? We've been waiting since 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't? So get somebody that does. He doesn't work there, but he says he's going to be on it for us.
Tracy, are you trying to scare people into opening up their businesses to you?
Listen, if I can endure all of this, I can get some coffee That's up in true. This piece. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Up in this piece. I can get some coffee up in this piece. Back to you for the Storm Tracker warning.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They put a thing, how to run a mile without passing out if you're not a runner. For me, I get so bored running. I hate running so much. And I exercise every day. I hate running. Lunchbox runs. And I need music. I need talk. I listen to all kinds of stuff just to motivate me. Lunchbox will run without headphones or anything. He's listening to nature.
Just nature. It's just me and the world. That's when you do your thinking. That's when you do your decompressing, get away from everything, and just kind of enjoy and have your thoughts and think about things. And yeah.
I get bored running stimulated. I listen to things that I can't do this. But if you want to run, one, check your form. Running won't do anything for you unless you're doing it right. So make sure your running form is up to par. I run, I get a pain in my neck, so I know I'm running wrong.
So you're not doing it right.
I get about half a mile, I'm like, oh, my neck's killing me.
What's the right way to run, Lunch?
I have no idea. I just run, and I'm run like a champion.
But he was a runner all through high school. He did cross country.
Yeah, that's true.
I try to run now, and I take my thumb knuckle, the one underneath my thumbnail.
Yeah?
And I try to hit my nipples with them.
Oh, that's your form?
No!
Oh, dude, I bet you look so cool.
I can't, but I try to keep them tight. I go right above my nipples. Because otherwise my neck starts hurting.
You might as well get some weights and start running with those.
I hate running. Run more often, they say, even if you don't run for a long time. Increase slowly, do it in intervals, and then if you run hills, it'll boost it quicker. Do you still run, Lunchbox?
Yep.
You just go out and run outside?
Yeah.
How many miles?
About six.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And nothing in your ears.
Nothing in my ears. Nothing. I mean, I don't understand how people have a big old iPhone on their arm.
It's the only way I can
wires.
Do it.
I feel like you get it all tangled in your arms when you're moving, and then you can't hear the cars if they're around you, and you can't hear the birds. Ooh. You can't hear anything. Like
the birds.
When I was training for triathlons and I had to swim in a pool, you can't listen to anything.
Yeah.
And I found this swimming music. It's a player, and it's an iPod back in the day, and you cover it and you put it on your arm and you swim with it. And so I put it on, and iPods are expensive. I was nervous because if any water got in an iPod, it's over.
Yes.
So I start swimming. I can hear the music. Everything's waterproof, and I'm going, and all of a sudden the music's like, da-da. It dies. And so I done like 5 laps, and I pulled it out, and water had dripped through.
No.
And it ruined the iPod. Yeah. Like, swimming's tough for me because you can't hear anything. I need to be stimulated.
That's really boring. Yeah.
New Year's resolution for me isn't any sort of activity. Mine was, I don't have resolutions, but in December, I'm trying to eliminate the word like.
Yes.
And then I read, but I'll read a couple books and then I won't read for a while. Then I'll read a few books and I won't read for a while. So I'm going to read 10 books, like boom, 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 and then keep a log of the 10 books.
And you always say set goals. So what's your first book?
I started reading 1984 again by George Orwell.
Wow.
I feel like
it's classic.
It's a good time to read that.
Like now yes. You're feeling that it's got.
So I'm reading it again.
How do you choose your books? You just look online?
Yeah. Or I'll go to the bookstore and look around. But I've been writing mine for so long that I just want to read it something about somebody else. I'm so over me. Oh, I cannot have any more me for all of 2018 and be perfectly fine. Because my book comes out in June and I'm pretty much done with it. But I cannot take any more of this Bobby Bones.
You tired of yourself?
Oh.
You're just like, shut up.
I can't. Last night, the show came on. I was on iHeartRadio. Yeah. And I think there was a problem with iHeart for a bit yesterday.
Yeah, I saw people
were
tweeting
that. I think
the
weather affected the hub or something, right? Like the bad weather in New York?
Yeah, like our listen live streams all shut down for a while.
I think, so what happened was, I turn it back on and I find it and I start hearing me talk and I roll my eyes. I said, I can't take any more of you. I was talking to myself through the phone.
You know, you've like talked a lot about yourself. You're just tired of yourself.
I don't even like talking about myself anyway. Yeah. I just have to fill time with it sometimes.
I get it. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Like at home, you're quiet.
I have nothing
like
to
say. Don't say anything.
Mm-mm. People are like, hey, why would you go talking about himself? No, I just do it because I get paid to. I like to talk about other things. I talk about sports, music.
Yes, you do love sports and music.
Pop culture, fashion.
Mm.
All this.
Man.
Food.
Oh, foodie.
Oh, man. But that's mine. Eddie's resolution was to make his gut better.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Lunchbox and Eddie took their shirts off and got on BobbyBones.com yesterday.
Now, I thought the result was fair.
Eddie, the listener said Eddie had the better body.
Well,
sorry, dude.
Here's the problem. Is it's the new year, so people's resolution is to be nicer to people, so they're trying to be nice and boost your ego, or they're trying to, I don't know if they're trying to humble me in 2018. Maybe they're still mad about me ripping up a dollar bill. I don't know. But they're crazy.
BobbyBones.com. You can see they both have their shirt off. Who has the better body? The Bobby Bones Show. I'm gonna catch up on some sleep this weekend. I have lunch with a friend tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know I'm in town.
Who is it?
Dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Catch up? Business talk?
No, friends talk. Oh. I never in town on the weekend.
Wow.
And so I've been doing a better job at keeping my circle of like secondary friends. And hey, let me know if, and I'm not working on the road, so I'm gonna go hang. I got lunch tomorrow. I'm just kind of recharge. That's it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, hopefully it isn't like a snow or anything, is it?
No, not that I see. Oh, I looked in the radar.
I watched the news, and then I just expect it's outside.
I know.
I watched the national news. We're like in Boston there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's outside. I don't even want to look right now. But my dog's been sick, so I'm going to deal with him a little bit. That's it for me. What are you doing this weekend,
Ed? I'm going to go take the kids to go meet Amy's kids on Sunday. We've already set up a little date.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a big deal. Like, I'm so excited.
They're going to be so confused.
Yeah, and how many people have they met, you think?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're still going to be, your kids are going to be confused.
Oh, like, what's going on?
Because they don't know English.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think my kids are, too. I mean, we've been waiting for this moment, so it's going to be fun.
Lunchbox?
I'll be rocking and rolling with the wife. Maybe go see a movie, something like that. Take her to the cinema for a night out.
Cinema.
The cinema.
The cinema, yeah.
Isn't that what they call it?
The pictures.
Yeah, they did. 1920. BobbyBones.com is our website. We'll see you guys on Monday. Maren Morrison on Monday. Bobby Bones.